My dear parishioners, I would like this evening to read to you a section of a sermon by St. Bernard of Clairvaux, a great lover of Our Lady. And this is taken or used at the Divine Office on the Feast of Our Mother of Sorrows, which was Friday of last week, and that's what made me think of wanting to read this to you. It's so beautiful. So here is a sermon of St. Bernard. The martyrdom of the Virgin is set before us, both in the prophecy of Simeon and in the story of the Lord's Passion. The saintly old man had said of the child Jesus, "Behold, this child is destined for a sign that shall be contradicted." To Mary, he said, "And thine own soul a sword shall pierce." Yes, truly, O Blessed Mother, the sword pierced your soul. Only by passing through your soul could it penetrate to the body of your Son. When Jesus, your Son, had given up his spirit, when the cruel spear which pierced his side could no longer touch his soul, it transfixed yours. His soul was no longer there. Yours was. It could not be torn away. The sword of sorrow did indeed pierce your soul. We call you more than martyr, because your love, which made you suffer with your Son, brought pain of soul far more exquisite than any pain of body. Woman, behold thy Son. Was not this word of thy Son far more piercing than any sword as it thrust in and cut apart soul and spirit? Oh, what an exchange. You are given John for Jesus, the servant for the Lord, the disciple for the Master, the son of Zebedee for the Son of God, mere man for very God. How keenly those words must have pierced your loving soul. Mere remembrance of them can wring with sorrow our hard, steely hearts. It really strikes me how he says the exchange, that when our Lord looked down from the cross and saw his mother and his faithful disciple, St. John, and he said, "Woman, behold thy son," and to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." There was this exchange. He's giving her John as a son in place of himself, the servant instead of the master, a mere man instead of very God, etc. So this comparison, I think, is quite striking. And indeed, our Blessed Mother, at that moment, that her soul was pierced, had not already been at the crucifixion, but at those words. Saint Alphonsus, I believe it's in the Glories of Mary, talks about our Blessed Mother giving birth to us on Calvary. Now think about this, and you mothers are very familiar with this, the pain of childbearing. But our Blessed Mother, when she gave birth to our Lord, it was a miraculous birth. There, of course, was no pain whatsoever. But she gave birth to us, to the spiritual life, you might say, giving birth to us at the foot of the cross. And she indeed experienced the pangs of childbirth. St. Alphonsus quotes from Scripture, and I believe it's one of the Psalms, where it says, "This man and that man is born in her." He says, Our Lady had one son, one child, but really, she had more children. She had our Lord as her son, but then she had all of us as our children, bringing us forth in the childbirth, the pangs of childbearing at the foot of the cross. What gratitude we owe to our Blessed Mother for accepting us as her children, even though it is our sins that were the cause of her son's death. And yet, at the foot of the cross, he filled her heart with love for us poor sinners. One of the beautiful titles of Our Lady when we pray the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary is "Refuge of Sinners, pray for us." St. Alphonsus gives a story of, I believe it was St. Elizabeth, one of the saints, who had a vision and saw Our Lady there with her cloak, and underneath her cloak were these wild animals, all kinds of wild animals. And she was very surprised, and she asked our Lord what this meant. And she was told, well, that's indicative of sinners, because Our Lady is the refuge of sinners. She hides them from the wrath of God, from his just anger, and prays for them that they may be converted, that they may repent. So let us reflect this final week of Lent on this love of our Blessed Mother for us, giving birth to us at the foot of the cross as she watched her son die, accepting us as her children, and in pain. My own soul, the sword shall pierce, that prophecy of sin, in pain, bringing forth more children, so to speak, to the supernatural life. We can never thank her enough.